93.3 of the Bulldog Sports Network proudly present The Breakaway with Dominic Hennigan.
Well, it's the greatest time of the year now, isn't it? Playoff hockey next on Ferris State's agenda. Weekend series sweep for the Ferris State Bulldogs over the Lake Superior State Lakers. Up in the Upper Peninsula this past weekend in Sault Ste. Marie. How about the way the Ferris State ended the final six games of the season? 4-1-1. When the final six games, and on the previous two shows, we were saying, in the final six, what's Ferris State going to do? 5-0-1, 5-1, 4-2. I'll take 4-1-1 to finish off the final six games of the year, although Ferris State fell shy by 2 points to the opponent that they'll see on the road, not at home, this weekend. It's the Bemidji State Beavers. Ferris State will take two best-of-three series at the Sanford Center in upstate Minnesota, way up. A 14-hour trip to Bemidji State University. Coming up in the show today, we'll talk with the head coach of the Ferris State hockey team, Bob Daniels. C.J. Mott, goaltender for Ferris State. Record-setting year for him. He'll join the program as well. Jack Hittinger, the sports editor at the Bemidji Pioneer newspaper, will join us on The Breakaway. It's going to be a good show here. Looking forward to talking to all three. Breaking down the Lake Superior State Series last weekend and previewing the upcoming Bemidji State Series. It's playoff hockey, folks. Doesn't get much better than this at this time of the year. Do or die now for the Ferris State hockey team. Much more to come. The Breakaway continues after this.
This is it. It's finally the year that I'm going to transform the exterior of my house, and there's no better company to get the help and instruction from than New Horizon Landscape in Big Rapids. New Horizon offers landscape and irrigation design and construction, outdoor maintenance, nursery supplies, and hydro suit. Best of all, they're a hardworking team that strives for excellence in the work that they do every single day. By design, on time, and on budget. New Horizon Landscape on 220th Avenue. Give them a call at 231-796-0925 or visit them online at NHLskate.com.
Right wing started draft luck in his own zone for the Lakers. Corey Alley, good head map pass, Perfetto right circle. Shot, they score! Blocker side from the right circle. Perfetto puts Lake Superior State up 1-0, 3 minutes and 10 seconds into the game. Face-off draw inside the Ferris State zone, left wing circle. The Bulldogs will win it, and they'll break out up the left wing. It's Durante. 6 minutes left in the first period, 1-0 Ferris State. Durante's backdoor pass, one-timer into the net. Mayhew puts it in. Ferris State scores. They'll play the body. Far corner now, Zahner. Gets it to the point, Anselmini. Walks the line, then it will softly play behind the net, far corner. Think Babinski, center point, Zahner on a shot, he scores! Pass from Babinski behind the net to Zahner and the hash marks, one-timed into the twine, 2-1, Ferris State takes the lead. Hits the body, the knee picks up behind the net to Mott, he's out, full out of steam in the neutral zone. Gets to Zahner, left side, right side to knee, fires on net, the knee scores! From the right circle, Dogs lead 3-1. Out to center ice, the puck, Bulldogs on the attack. Broken up in the neutral zone by Mayhew, cannot corral. Here it is, Mayhew now makes a move. Looks for the play, his shot goes in. Mayhew with the empty net goal. Ferris State will win 4-1. 20 seconds left in the game. Bigley Lowney on defense. Babinski wins it back. Buzzio fires. Glove save made. Rebound McDonald. Could not corral. Babinski does though. Backhands it. Top shelf and in. Ferris State takes a 1-0 lead. 17:47 to go in the second period. Oh, here's a chance. Buzzio, breakaway. Buzzio cuts in. Shot on net. He scores! Head coach of the Lakers, Damon Witten, pulls the net. Empty net chance here for Ferris State. They score from the right wing wall. Mayhew from the center ice red line. Back-to-back games. He scores empty net goals. 10 seconds left in the game. Ferris State leads 3-0. Robertson with the puck behind the Laker net. As time runs out, Mott preserves the zero, records his 15th collegiate shutout, and is now the all-time winningest goaltender in Ferris State hockey history. Congratulations, CJ Mott.
Yeah, CJ Mott, all-time winningest goaltender now for the Ferris State hockey team. He passes Mike Brown, who achieved that record in 2002 and 2003 with 63 wins. Friday night, I remember after Ferris State won, we were out having dinner after the game and talking about it, and the question was, did he achieve it or not? And it was, hey, he tied it. And so I remember Coach Daniels saying, well, we got to give CJ all the amount of starts possible to make sure he achieves that record. He started Saturday night, and Ferris State gets the victory. You heard the radio call there from Saturday night. Mott preserved the zero as well. He gets a shutout and achieves the all-time winningest netminder position award for Ferris State hockey in the history of this program. Good wins for Ferris State. Good sweep as well. 4-1 on Friday night over the Lakers. 3-0 on Saturday night to end the year. A 4-1-1 record in the final six games. Before we dive more into the Lake Superior State Series, I'm going to put the pom-poms on here for a second, and I'm going to wave my pom-poms for the athletic department at Ferris State, and this week, the men's basketball team. How about men's basketball going up to Lake Superior State in the conference tournament? Exactly what Ferris State hockey is about to start. The Bulldog men's basketball team on Wednesday night at Ashland at home. They win 79-67. They win Saturday night versus Walsh, 81-65 in the Upper Peninsula at Lake Superior State. Ironically, same place Ferris State hockey was at. And then a matchup after Ferris State hockey sweeps the Lakers Friday, Saturday night for 1-3-0. Sunday, men's basketball plays the Lakers also at Lake Superior State, 87-82, the victory for the men's basketball team over the Lakers to win the GLIAC championship. Congratulations to Andy Bronkma and Jim Lake, Jordan Sweeney, the coaches, Chris Young for the men's basketball program. Steve, do we have Bentley's call?
I think saying do not foul as Chappelle will inbound in the backcourt to Lehman. Lehman able to catch for the Bulldogs, and the Lakers will not foul. And Ferris State is the 2015 GLIAC Tournament Champions as the Bulldogs beat Lake Superior State in a hard-fought contest, 87-82, to advance on to the NCAA Division II Tournament. Second ever conference championship in the postseason for the Ferris State Bulldogs under second-year head coach Andy Bronkma, as the Bulldogs are going dancing.
Great call. It's Rob Bentley on the Bulldog Sports Network Sunday afternoon as Ferris State wins the championship on the road. Very special to be a part of that, but think about where this athletic department is right now as a whole. If you go calendar year to calendar year, March to March, hockey wins the regular season in 2014 in March, I guess a year ago this week. Then volleyball goes and wins the regular season and the conference playoffs. Football goes 11-0 for the first time in program history and wins the league. And now basketball, champions as well. Football, basketball, hockey, volleyball, all four major sports, if you will, at Ferris State, all conference champions in one calendar year. Wow, is that not special to be a part of that? Very emotional as well. I had the fortune of doing the post-game interviews and had a chance to catch up with Josh Fleming and Drew Lehman. I know we have those calls as well. Josh Fleming on Sunday after winning the GLIAC at courtside.
Down to Dominic Koenig with Josh Fleming.
Thank you, Rob. Josh, what's going through your mind right now? GLIAC champion, you got the shirt on already. I like it.
I don't know. I'm just so happy right now. I can't really explain.
We promised the seniors this year, since we had, you know, really underachieving season last year. I mean, we promised the seniors this year we wouldn't let them go out the way they did last year. And I promised Drew we'd get him a championship. So that's about where that went.
Did you have any doubt in your mind once your team went up 20 and then they came back to tie the game that you guys may not bring this one?
No, I didn't have any doubt in my mind. I was scared. I promise you, I was scared, but I didn't have any doubt. I knew that we was going to pull it out because, I mean, we have great leaders. You know, we have great leadership and we have great, you know, composure. We held our composure.
I know you're a team guy. You're not an individual player, but we have so many people listening right now. Everyone saw the dunk on ESPN, 45,000 views. No, we haven't heard from you since. How was that? What was that special moment in your mind?
Yeah, it's a special moment. I really wanted to come get this championship first, though. That was the first thing in my mind. After the dunk, I mean, I was charged, but I mean, I was more excited about getting the win. I was more focused on the win at that point.
Josh, you're a champion. Thank you for this.
Thank you, Dom. I appreciate it.
That's Josh Fleming after the victory for the men's basketball team on Sunday night. Speaking of Josh Fleming, that YouTube clip, he had a dunk on Wednesday night here in Big Rapids. ESPN was emailing us asking for permission to use it. 45,000 views in less than 2 days on the internet, and great publicity that Josh Fleming brought to this university. Had the chance to also talk with Drew Layman after the victory on the court.
All right, Rob, thanks a lot. Drew Layman here. Drew, come on, what's going through your mind? You're a GLIAC champion.
Couldn't ask for a better feeling. Everyone on this team worked so hard for this right here. We were kind of hoping we could do it in the regular season, and when that didn't happen, everyone set their mindset to this moment right here, and we were able to accomplish it, so it feels phenomenal.
I was out with the administration after the hockey game last night. Athletic Director Perk Weisenberger, Associate Athletic Director John Coles, we were saying, who's going to be the Dean Davenport Bulldog Athlete of the Year? You have a Heisman Trophy winner, you have a top 10 Hobey Baker winner, C.J. Bott, and now you're up there with those names. How does that make you feel to leave Ferris State, although you still have more games to play, to leave Ferris State among those names?
That feels tremendous. Those two have accomplished a ton in both of their careers, and especially this season. So to be mentioned with them feels really good, and just to be named with those guys is a great feeling.
Sure, to all our fans listening in Michigan and around the world right now, what does it mean to you to get this victory here the last season as a Ferris State Bulldog?
Well, it means a ton. It's been disappointing. My first 3 years here, we definitely weren't able to accomplish what all of us expected of ourselves and what we... our goals were. So in order to do it in my last senior year, is a really good feeling for me and everyone else on the team.
Describe Coach Andy Bronkema. How is he as a coach?
He's a great coach. He's very enthusiastic. He's got a very positive attitude every day at practice and the games, regardless of what happens. Win, lose, he never loses that positivity. And he's a fun coach to play for. And we give a lot of the credit to this championship to him as well.
Have you ever climbed that ladder and cut the net?
Not since high school. Never in my college career have I been able to cut down that, so this feels phenomenal.
They're calling you. Go do it.
Drew Layman, what a special moment. He was a senior, or is a senior as well, for the Ferris State basketball team. Really great class act players to catch up with them Sunday after the victory to win the GLIAC playoff championship, the men's basketball team also at Lake Superior State. One special moment about this, and I was thinking about this on Sunday night when I got back to Big Rapids. We had the watch party for the NCAA selection show at the Buffalo Wild Wings here, and we'll hear from Andy Bronkema, the head coach, in a second. But a special weekend. Just ironically, Ferris State hockey ends the season at Lake Superior State and the Upper Peninsula in Sault Ste. Marie, and ironic, men's basketball, the host for the GLIAC playoff tournament, Lake Superior State. So we go up there Friday night. The band chose to spend their spring break in the Upper Peninsula. How special is that? I mean, everyone's going to Cabo or wherever, Palm Beach, and they choose to go to the UP. Spend their spring break there. Ferris State steps onto the ice Friday night. And they're standing, 40 kids in red shirts, chanting FSU, and I believe that we will win. Basketball team shows up as well. All the administration is there in support for Ferris Hockey Friday night. Band stays. They play Saturday afternoon for the men's basketball team. A few players went to that. Hockey players went to the basketball game as well. It's a little bit different because hockey had to play that night. And then after basketball wins, hockey wins Saturday night, sweep Lake Superior State, band stays. Sunday, basketball game at Lake State again, hockey or basketball wins. So hockey goes up there and sweeps, basketball goes up there and sweeps, unbeaten weekend for the Ferris State Bulldogs. Hockey bus, basketball bus, a band bus, we had three buses parading around Sault Ste. Marie. Basically went up there, took everything, came back home to Big Rapids. A special weekend, I'll never forget. We come back home Sunday, selection show watch party to see where the basketball team would end up in the NCAA tournament. Whole hockey team decides to show up 10:30 at night to watch this and cheer on the men's basketball team. It's just, I can't put into words how incredible this department is. Caught up with Andy Brockman there as well. Sorry for the music. We took this from the video at BearStateBulldogs.com.
All right, Coach, first off, GLIAC champions. How does it feel?
It's a good thing to close out the season with a winning note. No one can take that away from us. Our guys earned it. They really wanted it. They worked through some struggles there late in the season to come back and you know, earn a championship. So we'll forever be called champions, and that's a lot of fun to say.
You just beat Lake Superior State in their own arena. Now you got to play them again in the NCAA tournament. What's going through your mind?
Well, I'm trying to just take a deep breath and enjoy it. But, you know, to have that matchup again, we've actually experienced that before in 2010-11. You know, we played Wayne State in our arena, and they beat us in a tightly contested game. And then we went down, and the NCAA matched us up again in the first round, and it was another close game. And we were able to knock Wayne State off. So we're just expecting a nice, another hard-fought game against Lake Superior State. You know, it's the fourth time this season that we played, and it's just going to be a classic NCAA basketball game. So we're looking forward to it.
How about the event here, for the NCAA watch party? All the people that came out here at 10:30 at night on a Sunday.
Well, first of all, thanks to the hockey team, the hockey guys coming out. You know, that's special, the bonds that we can build with other teams and the things going on here at Ferris State. So real fired up about that. And it's just another experience we can add to the list of the fun things we've been able to do this year. You dream about some of these things, and you know, here we are at a selection party, and that's a lot of fun. And our guys will be able to talk about it forever. And, you know, they're taking videos, and they can see these things and cherish them and pass them on to their kids. And just, you know, the legend will grow.
That's Andy Brockman, the head coach of the men's basketball team. After the selection show watch party, Buffalo Wild Wings, on Sunday afternoon. Let's dive into hockey, though. So one last congratulations to the basketball team and the rest of the programs at the university, football, basketball, volleyball, all conference champions, and dating back to last March, hockey can be included as well. We're here to talk hockey, though. It is the Breakaway Talk Radio Show. I'm your host, Dominic Hennigan. We'll recap this past weekend series. Four sweeps in a row for Ferris State over Lake Superior State. Now 9-game win streak over the Lakers. They swept the Lakers in four straight series. The last loss, November 9th, 2012, which was on the road at the Sioux. So Ferris State wraps up the season 4-1-1 in the final six games. Solid game front-to-back on Friday, 4-1 victory. Lake Superior State played really hard in that first period. They were really physical, probably the most physical I've ever seen them play in the first period on that Friday night. You know, fans thought after that first, Ferris State really picked it up, you know, talking to people after the game. And I was thinking, I don't think Ferris picked it up. I think Ferris played the same. They played solid the entire game. Lake Superior State was fighting for their playoff lives. They came out hungry. But the Lakers had a hard time sustaining that pressure for three full periods, which is where you kind of see them fell apart. I thought the turning point on Friday night, after the goal was reviewed to put the Lakers up 1-0, they then reviewed the second goal that they thought they scored 13 seconds into the power play, and it came back for a kicking motion. And I thought since then, Ferris State took the reins for the game and played better. Scoring by committee on that night as well. Gerald Mayhew, a sophomore forward. Zach Zahner, a freshman. He scored his first collegiate goal. Congratulations to Zach Zahner. And Simone Denis, a junior defenseman. So you have a freshman, a sophomore defenseman. Freshman, sophomore, junior, a forward, and a defenseman. That's scoring by committee. No, and our empty net goal is great. 4-1. Is a lot different than 3-1. Mayhew gets two empty net goals on the weekend, back-to-back games, but there really is no, you still get the win at the end of the day. It goes about wins, not goals scored in terms of team production, but it's so much better to say 4-1 than 3-1. A lot more confidence booster, such a more of a confidence booster as well. Tyler Andrew also injured in that first period on Friday night. Drew May replaced him on Saturday night. A 3-0 victory for the Bulldogs on Saturday. C.J. Mott gets the shutout and now is the all-time winningest netminder in program history at Ferris State. Up against a break here. head coach of the Ferris State hockey team, Bob Daniels, coming up after this one. We'll also talk with C.J. Mott later on, get his opinion on being the all-time winningest netminder. And then Jack Kittinger, the sports editor of the Bemidji newspaper, will join us as well to talk this playoff series. If you want to be a part of the program, 657-383-0212 is the phone line. The email address, bulldoghockey@ferris.edu. We're on Twitter, if you are, at Ferris Hockey. Broadcasting to you live from the sunny 97.3 studios in downtown Big Rapids.
Invited to Cranker's Restaurant and Brewery for Prime Rib Saturday. Every Saturday between 4 and 9 p.m., enjoy Cranker's delicious queen-cut prime rib along with a fresh Caesar salad, baked potato, and vegetable. Only $12.99. That's right, it's only $12.99. Don't miss Prime Rib Saturdays between 4 and 9 p.m. every Saturday only at Cranker's Restaurant and Brewery, 1207 East Pickard in Mount Pleasant and 213 South State Street, Big Rapids.
This is it. It's finally the year that I'm going to transform the exterior of my house, and there's no better company to get the help and instruction from than New Horizon Landscape in Big Rapids. New Horizon offers landscape and irrigation design and construction, outdoor maintenance, nursery supplies, and hydro seed. Best of all, they're a hardworking team that strives for excellence in the work that they do every single day. By design, on time, and on budget. New Horizon Landscape on 220th Avenue. Give them a call at 231-796-0925 or visit them online at nhlscape.com.
The breakaway continues from the sunny 97.3 studios in downtown Big Rapids. Talking Ferris State hockey up until the 8 o'clock hour. 657-383-0212 is the phone line. BulldogHockey@ferris.edu is the email address. The head coach now with the Ferris State hockey team, Bob Daniels, joins us on the breakaway. Coach, a weekend sweep for your hockey club, 4-1-1 to end the final six games of the season. Are you happy where your club's at headed into playoffs?
Yeah, I am, Dom. I think beyond just this past weekend when with the two wins, I stretched that back. Excuse me, Dom. I'm fighting the cold here. But I stretched that back to the prior weekend when I thought we played very well against Bemidji State and then even into Huntsville and the Bowling Green the previous weekend. So it's not as though just the wins. I just like the way we're playing right now. I think we're playing with a purpose. I think we're playing disciplined. I just like the way we're each and every night. I like the way the guys come out and play. So I am happy, and I am feeling pretty good as we go into the series.
Well, I know our fans and listeners hope send our best wishes for you to get better here. I want to take a look at goaltender C.J. Mott. You've obviously been a part of this program for years and years, 24 seasons. You've seen a lot of records broken, but C.J. Mott now passing Mike Brown, who broke the record in 2003 for 63 wins as a goaltender. Mott breaks it in 2015 for 64 wins. Now the all-time winningest netminder in Ferris State hockey history. What do you have to say about C.J. Mott breaking that record?
Well, I was fortunate enough to be around when Mike Brown broke the record previously and got the 63. And Mike was, just to talk about him for a moment, just a tremendous player for us. But more than that, he was a great student and a great person and a really good ambassador for the program. And knowing Mike as I do, I know he would be thrilled with C.J. Mott and the fact that C.J. was the one that broke his record, given the fact that C.J. himself is a great person, a great leader for the team, and also a great student. So, you look at that, and beyond just the wins and losses on the ice and the numbers, you you also look at the fact that, you know, they're very similar in terms of their approach to things and their personalities. And why CJ doesn't really know Mike and Mike doesn't know CJ, I think if we could ever get the two of them together, they would hit it off very well and be very appreciative of each other's accomplishments.
Looking at the weekend series versus the Lake Superior State Lakers now, I know you're not a big I know you're big with stats with the players, but not kind of looking back in histories type statistics. A 9-game win streak for Ferris State over the Lake Superior State Lakers, 4 consecutive sweeps in a row. Does that mean anything to you as a head coach here at Ferris State?
You know what, it doesn't, because each and every, you know, season is different. Each and every team is different. You know, I'm really happy, obviously, from the standpoint that we're able to crawl up the standings this past weekend and get from, you know, be able to surpass, Northern Michigan for the 5th playoff seed. We had hoped going into the weekend that we'd be able to rein in, Bemidji State, and it's turned out they had a great win against, Minnesota State. And obviously we can appreciate how hard a task that is. But no, you don't read too much into it. I can say this though. I had an opportunity to see, the Lake Superior State team at Christmas right before break. And I also now we had a chance to see them here at the end of the year. And I'm amazed at the progress they've made in such a short amount of time. You know, hopefully we can keep this streak going, but it's going to get tougher and tougher, you know, cause Damon's, Coach Witten has done such a great job with that team. So, those things, it doesn't really seem to mean too much other than, you know, as always, it's just always seems to be, well, how are we going to do next time we play them? Are we going to be able to keep going? But I was appreciative of the strides that team has made, during the course of the season. And, I thought, and that's why I think it meant a lot to us too to win those games. Because the Lake Superior State is such an improved team, and I think they're trending the right way now. Whether they're going to be, you know, have enough to knock off Minnesota State the first round of playoffs, that's a monumental task for them, or anyone for that matter. But I was appreciative of the improvement that program has made, and because of that, it did push us to the hill in order to come out with 2 wins, and it was much more meaningful because of it.
We're talking Ferris State Hockey up until the 8 o'clock hour. Head Coach Bob Daniels is our guest right now. Coach, the Bemidji State Beavers, Ferris State, 5-1 record against the Beavers last year, a loss and a tie this year. Kind of a repeat, though, if you look back. Ferris State beat Bemidji State, best 2 of 3 last season in Big Rapids in the first round of the WCHA playoffs. Now Ferris State is going to Bemidji State for the first round of the WCHA playoffs. You've seen them now, 8 times in the last year. What kind of hockey club are they?
Well, you know, Don, that's a good point, and we're pretty well acquainted with them. In particular, again, too, because we just played them 2 weeks ago. And that does, I will say this, we don't want to be on the road. And obviously last year we played them at home, and that made a big difference. And we certainly didn't want to go on the road for the first round. It's tougher to play on the road, no question about that, it is at home. Part of it is the turnaround time. From the time we found out late Saturday night till now, obviously there's a lot of things that go into it. You've got to have the bus, you've got to have transportation there, you've got to have, secure lodging, meals, and leaving on Wednesday early in order to make that trip, it really condenses the amount of time we have for preparation, and it couldn't have played out better for us, though, playing Bemidji State in regards to preparation. You know, we have a really good feel for who they are. We, like you mentioned, we played them a number of times in the last 2 seasons, and it was very fresh in our minds of playing them only 2 weeks ago. So our prep is pretty well ready, and that really relieves some time constraints on us. And then, you know, the fact, too, that they play a very similar style to Lake Superior State in terms of their approach to the game, and that'll be beneficial too in that it's not a drastic change in systems or the way they're going to approach the game. obviously they're going to be a much different team. I think they're 10-5-2 at home. I know they are 10-5-2 at home this season. They've had some big wins against North Dakota, St. Cloud State, the University of Minnesota included in that record. They've also beat Minnesota State, Michigan Tech at home. So I'm very familiar that they're very similar to us last year, where they're a different team at home in front of their home crowd. So, you know, we know fully what we're walking into. And even with that, though, I like our matchup. I like our chances. I think it'll be, I wouldn't be shocked to see it go three games, and I wouldn't be shocked that if all three of those games were decided by, one goal, or that there were two goals with an empty net goal. So, and I wouldn't be surprised either, Don, to see the, you know, one or two of the games going to overtime. I think the teams are that closely matched up.
Ferris State vying for a spot in WCHA Final Five on March 20th and 21st at the Xcel Energy Center in St. Paul, Minnesota, home of the Minnesota Wild of the National Hockey League. Last year, the Bulldogs advanced to the WCHA Championship game at Van Andel Arena here in Grand Rapids. Coach, final question for you. To see Ferris State play at the Xcel Energy Center, what is the Bulldogs going to have to do to get that those two victories, best two of three, against the Beavers this weekend?
Well, Dom, it's not just the Beavers. This comes into play anytime you get into the playoffs. You start getting into big games, and it's going to be true this weekend. And if we're fortunate enough to move forward, it's going to be true in the remaining games. The three things that I always felt are most important, or actually there's four things that are really critical. One, you have to have good goaltending. Two, you want to have your power play going well. And your specialty teams going well. And then finally, the last point is, you've got to be disciplined. So, you know, if our power play, penalty kill, and goaltending's taken care of in terms of X's and O's and performance on the ice, and then the intangible, in terms of, it's not necessarily an X's and O's thing, it's more of a mindset thing. If your team can be disciplined, not let the emotions get to them, not get panicky and take poor penalties, I think, you know, if you can check off all those at the end of the weekend, there's a darn good chance you're going to win the game.
Coach, as always, thanks for your time.
Thank you very much, Tom.
That's the head coach of the Ferris State hockey team, Bob Daniels. Bulldogs now in the race for the Broadmoor Trophy. Coming up here in the first round of the WCHA playoffs, eight teams beginning the quest now for the trophy. Let's take a look at the WCHA and break down the first round of the playoffs. Lake Superior State will be the eighth seed, so 1-4 will host 5-8, 10 teams in the conference, 2 drop out, and it's the 2 Alaska teams, Fairbanks and Anchorage. Number 8, Lake Superior State at Minnesota State in the first round. Minnesota State, the McNaughton Cup champs for the first time in school history. The nationally second-ranked Mavericks hosting the Lakers, who was making their first ever WCHA playoff appearance, Lake Superior State. Alabama Huntsville comes in as the 7th seed. They will take on the 2nd seed Michigan Tech Huskies. Michigan Tech just shy of beating Minnesota State in the playoffs in the regular season for the McNaughton Cup. So Michigan Tech, the 2nd seed, and they are 4th ranked in the national rankings, are the Huskies. They'll host a playoff series for the first time since the 1992-1993 season. Also welcoming a first ever WCHA playoff contender, the Alabama Huntsville Chargers, who did not make playoffs last year alongside Lake Superior State. So they do make some improvements this year. Lake State coming 9th out of 10 teams last year. Now they're 8. Huntsville 10th out of 10 teams last year. Now they're 7. Northern Michigan at number 3, Bowling Green. Northern Michigan the 6th seed. Bowling Green ranked 11th in the national polls. The only team in the country to win at least one best of 3 playoff series in each of the past 4 years, including twice at Northern Michigan. However, they're going to host the Wildcats this year. And the last seed or spot, and I think probably the most comparable, number 5, Ferris State, at number 4, Bemidji State. Two of the WCHA's hottest teams meet at the Sanford Center, where the Beavers are 8-1-2 in their last 12 home games. We also met last year, I talked to Coach about in the first round of the WCHA playoffs, where Ferris State won 8-0 on Friday night and then 2-1 in double overtime on Saturday night. We'll break down more of the WCHA first round playoff between Ferris State and Bemidji State after this. We'll also get to an NBC Sports report, and we'll also talk with the goaltender of the Ferris State hockey team, C.J. Mott, before getting over to Jack Hettinger, who will join the program, the sports editor at the Bemidji Pioneer newspaper, as we'll break down the series. But first, the NBC Sports Report.
NBC Sports Radio update.
I'm Don Stashower. One NBA game is underway. Orlando leads at Indiana 23-18. The Pacers have come in having won five in a row. College basketball, a couple of final conference tournament finals in the horizon. Wisconsin Green Bay leading Valparaiso right now 19-13. In the Northeast Conference final, St. Francis 19, Robert Morris 18. There were two games today in the ACC tournament. Both were decided by 1 point. Boston College over Georgia Tech 66-65. Virginia Tech edged Wake Forest 81-80. NHL Islanders lead the Rangers 1-0 midway through the first. Philadelphia 1, Dallas 0. Carolina's got a 1-0 lead on Columbus. Nick Foles traded by Philadelphia to St. Louis for the Rams quarterback Sam Bradford. Jimmy Graham traded by New Orleans to Seattle. This is NBC Sports Radio.
You're invited to Cranker's Restaurant and Brewery for Prime Rib Saturday. Every Saturday between 4 and 9 p.m., enjoy Cranker's delicious queen-cut prime rib along with a fresh Caesar salad, baked potato, and vegetable. Only $12.99. That's right, it's only $12.99. Don't miss Prime Rib Saturdays between 4 and 9 p.m. every Saturday only at Cranker's Restaurant and Brewery, 1207 East Pickard in Mount Pleasant and 213 South State Street, Big Rapids.
This is it. It's finally the year that I'm going to transform the exterior of my house, and there's no better company to get the help and instruction from than New Horizon Landscape in Big Rapids. New Horizon offers landscape and irrigation design and construction, outdoor maintenance, nursery supplies, and hydro seed. Best of all, they're a hardworking team that strives for excellence in the work that they do every single day. By design, on time, and on budget. New Horizon Landscape on 220th Avenue. Give them a call at 231-796-0925 or visit them online at nhlscape.com.
You can participate live on The Breakaway by calling 657-383-0212. Operators are standing by to take your calls at 657-383-0212.
Lowney cycles it down low. Thompson picks up behind the net. Off the bench, bullhead of steam is Thompson. Still with it. He shoots off a stick, and it goes far side. Glove down by the Beavers. McDonald picks up. Fed right side. Lowney on a drive. He scores! Empty net goal, 2-2 the score. The Bulldogs tied up with 45 seconds left in the game. Drop back White. White fires. Goes high and wide. Up to Zarnauz at the point. Keep in mind, Bulldogs are short-handed here. Control the play. He scores! Put a bow on it and wrap the present. Ferris State is going to Van Andel Arena in Grand Rapids, Michigan. A short-handed goal before this crowd in Big Rapids.
And what a special time that was. A special moment. Lowney's in the tying goal. Then Zarnauzen gets the game winner in double overtime. 3-2 the score to send Ferris State to Van Andel Arena. Anticipated all year. It was one of those things where Ferris State had to get there for attendance purposes. Be good for our fan base. What a massive goal that was in program history. Exactly 1 year later, 364 days later, I think. Only 1 day differential. And Ferris State will be now taking the road to take on the Bemidji State Beavers. Bulldogs 4-1-1 in the final six games of the regular season. Vying for a spot now. Best of three series. Ferris State has to win two games at Bemidji State this weekend. Friday, 8:30 Eastern time. Saturday, 8 o'clock Eastern. Sunday, if necessary, 6 o'clock Eastern. So 8:30, 8 and 6. Local time in Bemidji would be, what, 7:30, 7 and 5 o'clock for the hockey games. Bulldogs 5-2-1 over the Beavers since November of last year. 2013, the start of the WCHA. Ferris State went 5-1 last season against the Beavers. They split on the road in Bemidji. They won 4-1 on Friday night, the last time the Bulldogs were there. And Saturday night, they lost 2-1. Then they won both in the first round of the playoffs at home, 8-0 and 3-2 in double overtime. Bemidji State finished the season 16-15-5 overall, fourth place in the conference standings with a 12-11-5 record in the WCHA. Beavers 6-10-1, though, however. Get this. This is a good stat if you're a Ferris State Bulldog fan. Bemidji State 6-10-1 all-time versus Ferris State and is 2-4. Two wins, four losses when hosting the Bulldogs in Bemidji. So if you're a statistics guy or person or gal, numbers are in Ferris State's favor from the past. You heard what Coach Daniels had to say on what Ferris State has to do to win this week, and they got to stay disciplined. Can't take those penalties with a minute 45 left in the period, like it seems that they do multiple times a weekend. At this point in time, you just got to play smart, disciplined hockey. Give your team all five guys on the ice at any given time. Make the other team, the Beavers in this case, play undisciplined. After the whistles, take the penalties. Heck, get lucky, get a five-minute major against them and put two in. It's going to be the key to success. I really think whoever takes the least amount of penalties this weekend, although Ferris State has struggled on the power play this year, I think they'll have some success. It'd be awesome to go back-to-back years at the WCHA Final Five, 1 year in Grand Rapids, the next year in St. Paul, home of the Wild. Be a special, another special time in Ferris State hockey history. Let's dive into the player of the week. Goaltender C.J. Mott is the defensive player of the week, and what can you say about him achieving the all-time wins, winning his netminder in Ferris State hockey history with 64, passing Mike Brown from 2003. C.J. Mott, the all-time winningest netminder. 10 seconds left in the game. Ferris State leads 3-0. Robertson with the puck behind the Laker net. As time runs out, Mott preserves the zero, records his 15th collegiate shutout, and is now the all-time winningest goaltender in Ferris State hockey history. Congratulations, C.J. Mott. C.J. Mott joins the program now. C.J., thank you for taking the time to be with us tonight. Before we talk hockey, I want to take a look back to Sunday night. The men's basketball team just won the GLIAC playoff tournament and were holding their selection show watch party at the Buffalo Wild Wings in Big Rapids on Sunday night. The whole hockey team made it out to support the basketball team. Whose idea was that, and how did that come about?
You know, we were just paying attention to the score. I mean, we were rooting for them the entire game. We just heard the selection show was that night, and you know, they came out over the weekend to both our games up in Lake State and supported us. We just wanted to return the favor and support them.
All right, the weekend sweep for Ferris State, the Bulldog hockey team over the Lake Superior State Lakers. How much better of a momentum booster is it to end the season on a high note, headed into the playoffs with a weekend sweep under your belt?
I mean, you wanna go into playoffs trending upwards. And I think with the sweep we had last week and really doing that, I think some of the lines are clicking a little more, and you know, guys are really working well together. So I think it's definitely a momentum booster for us.
A 3-0 victory on Saturday night to complete the sweep over the Lakers. You recorded your 15th career shutout, which is the most among all active goaltenders in the country right now. And on top of it, you are now Ferris State's all-time winningest goaltender with 64 wins, passing former Ferris State's All-American Mike Brown. Tell us how it feels and what was going through your mind when the buzzer sounded on Saturday night.
Well, just going into the game, I'm just trying to get my team a chance to win the game like I try to do every game. So I wasn't really thinking about what it might do to win the game. But you know, I was just focused on the game at hand, and when the buzzer sounded, you know, it was a special moment. All my teammates were congratulating me and really happy for me. So it's just certainly a special moment.
Did you ever think you would be chosen as a captain, as a goaltender, especially at the NCAA Division I level?
No, goalies aren't captains too often, so, you know, I didn't really expect to be one, but, just, my teammates voting for me and, the interest captain just really honored me.
All right, so let's look ahead now to this upcoming weekend at Bemidji State. A loss and a tie for Ferris State against the Beavers a couple of weeks ago. How would you describe what kind of hockey club Bemidji State is?
You know, they're really system-oriented. They're very good at what they do. They're very good defensively. They take care of their own end very well. So, I mean, we're going to have to bring our A-game to come to go out there and play a very well-coached defensive team like they are.
CJ, thanks for your time.
Thank you.
That's CJ Mott, the Ferris State hockey goaltender, the captain, and now the Bulldogs' all-time winningest netminder in career history, 64 wins for goaltender CJ Mott and the Ferris State hockey team. Congratulations to CJ Mott. More of the breakaway coming up after this. We'll get to your phone call. 657-383-0212 is the phone line. The email address, bulldoghockey@ferris.edu. We're on Twitter as well, @ferrishockey. The Bulldogs, a weekend series, best 2 of 3 at Bemidji State in Minnesota this coming weekend. It's do or die time. We'll break down more of that as the breakaway continues.
You're invited to Cranker's Restaurant and Brewery for Prime Rib Saturday. Every Saturday between 4 and 9 p.m., enjoy Cranker's delicious queen-cut prime rib along with a fresh Caesar salad, baked potato, and vegetable. Only $12.99. That's right, it's only $12.99. Don't miss Prime Rib Saturdays between 4 and 9 p.m. every Saturday only at Cranker's Restaurant and Brewery, 1207 East Pickard in Mount Pleasant and 213 South State Street, Big Rapids.
This is it. It's finally the year that I'm going to transform the exterior of my house, and there's no better company to get the help and instruction from than New Horizon Landscape in Big Rapids. New Horizon offers landscape and irrigation design and construction, outdoor maintenance, nursery supplies, and hydro seed. Best of all, they're a hardworking team that strives for excellence in the work that they do every single day. By design, on time, and on budget. New Horizon Landscape on 220th Avenue. Give them a call at 231-796-0925 or visit them online at NHLscape.com.
Best of three series upcoming here for the Ferris State hockey team. They'll hit the road. Bulldogs will make the trek to Bemidji, Minnesota. The Dogs want to continue playing hockey. Got to win best 2 of 3 this weekend at the Sanford Center in Bemidji. It is the Breakaway Talk Radio Show. We're talking Ferris State hockey up until the 8 o'clock hour. I'm your host, Dominic Hennig. Thoughts on CJ Mott becoming the all-time winningest netminder? We're also... Your thoughts? Breakaway question number 2. Thoughts on the weekend series at Bemidji State. Is it going to be a viable opponent for Ferris State? The phone line 657-383-0212. We'll take your emails as well. BulldogHockey@ferris.edu. And we're on Twitter @ferrishockey. Do you think that this is going to be a viable opponent for Ferris State and the Bemidji State Beavers? Joined now on the Breakaway Talk Radio Show by Jack Hittinger, the sports editor at the Bemidji Pioneer. He's in his third season covering Bemidji State hockey. Jack, welcome to the program.
How you doing? Thanks for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. No problem there at all. Jack, before we dive into men's hockey here, I noticed on the website today that the Bemidji women's team had a record season. They have women's hockey up there in Bemidji. Tell us about it.
Yeah, I don't know. It's kind of weird because usually the women's hockey, there aren't as many teams, so it's a little insulated. I mean, obviously Minnesota and Wisconsin and Minnesota Duluth are sort of the powers. BSU has never been great, but they've turned it around this season. They got a new head coach, old coach retired. This new head coach, Jim Scanlon, sort of has led into their best season ever. It's their first 20 win season, and they beat Minnesota a couple times. They beat Wisconsin, they beat North Dakota, and then they upset a couple teams to get to the final, but lost to Wisconsin. So It was a pretty exciting season, and I think they have a pretty good foundation.
No slouch of a hockey program up in Bemidji. Right now is a program, I mean, by both men's and women's. Your women's team had a great season. Now your men's team gets fourth place in the conference standings, good enough to host the first round of home ice. You've seen them beat Minnesota State twice in the last couple of months here, who have been ranked number one and number two, respectively, in the national rankings. Obviously, Bemidji State is becoming a top dog, if you will, in college hockey. I mean, what's changed right now? Is it Tom Ceratori? He's been there for years. Is it just the right players? Is it the new building, the Stanford Center, helping out in recruiting? What's going on up in Bemidji?
I mean, I think it's a bunch of those things combined. I mean, they made that Frozen Four appearance in 2009, back when they were in College Hockey America. And then they made the tournament as an at-large team in 2010 the next year. I think they had 25 wins or something. They were a really solid team. And then College Hockey America disbanded, and they joined the new WCHA, and it became a little harder for them to compete in the new, with the Minnesotas and the Wisconsins and the North Dakotas of the world. And I think Ceratori's been there for a long time. He played under Coach Bob Peters, who's the legendary coach here. So I don't think anything has really changed with them. I think it's mostly them just getting the right group in now at this time. I think it definitely helped that I think realignment helped them a little bit, but if you look this season, they've beaten North Dakota, they've beaten St. Cloud State, they've beaten Minnesota Duluth, they've beaten some of those old teams that were in their league this year. So I think it's just finally getting the right group to mesh after a couple down years.
Yeah, for Bemidji State, when you guys beat North Dakota and Minnesota, Minnesota Duluth, that's like Ferris State beating the Michigans, Notre Dame's, and I guess you could even say Wisconsin or Michigan State, right, over here from the CCHA days, but on the other opposite side of the pond. How about Ferris State and Bemidji State? Now let's look at this weekend series. Best 2 of 3. One team has to win to move on to the WCHA Final Five next weekend at the Xcel Energy Center in St. Paul, Minnesota, home of the Minnesota Wild of the National Hockey League. Last year, Ferris State beat Bemidji State at home in Big Rapids, best 2 of 3, winning 8-0 and then 3-2 in double overtime. Well, now Ferris State goes on the road to Bemidji State. Ferris State 5-1 last year against the Beavers. This year, the Bulldogs 0-1-1, loss and a tie this year. I mean, what kind of conference tournament playoff first round are you expecting between Ferris State and Bemidji State?
I'm expecting it to be pretty close. I don't know. I think it's kind of odd. Last year they played 6 times. This year they didn't play until the next to last week of the season. So it's kind of hard to judge how they match up again. But now it's only been 2 weeks, so I feel like the series is fresh in both teams' minds. So it won't be there won't be any surprises this weekend. That's why I'm thinking it'll be a pretty close series. I mean, you got two really good goaltenders. CJ Mott, obviously, for Ferris, but Bemidji Beavers have Michael Bitzer, who's a freshman. He started until senior night on Saturday. I think he had started 17, 18 games in a row for the Beavers and had sub 2 goals against and 9.95 save percentage, something like that. My numbers aren't exact, but he's been really solid for them. So I think we could see three low-scoring close games, probably. I'm guessing that it's going to go to three.
Yeah, it'll definitely be a battle between Ferris State's goaltender C.J. Mott and Bemidji State's goaltender Michael Bitzer. I was going to ask you that. How about Andrew Walsh, your netminder? He's a senior. He's only played in 10 games this year. He posted a 2-6-2 record, and instead Coach Ceratori gives the nod to the freshman, 26 games this year. You think it's going to be a battle between Bitzer and Mott in all three? Do you think Walsh will have any sort of playing time in any of the three?
I would never guess what Coach Ceratori is going to do. Sometimes we'll throw a wild card in there, but I mean, Bitzer's been playing really well. I don't know for sure, but I can't see if Bitzer's playing well as he has been. I can't see him not starting, because he's just been a rock for him, and it's just amazing that he's a freshman that he's been doing that. Early in the season, they switched off But I think Bitzer cemented the job after the Anchorage series. I think Walsh started both the games in Anchorage, and they tied. It was like 3-3 and 4-4 tie, and then Bitzer started every game since. That was before Christmas. And he started that first game in North Dakota. That's not an easy thing to do going into Grand Forks as a freshman, your very first game in college. So I can't imagine that he won't be starting unless something happens. But you never know.
Last question for you, Jock. I'm looking at your statistics, and it's not something you see every day. A defenseman leads your program in points. It's Matt Prapavesis, 24 points and 36 games played. Is he that solid of a player, or is it the lack of scoring on behalf of Bemidji State and the hockey club there?
No, I think he's the real deal. He's a really good, just all-around player. He's a good defenseman, doesn't take penalties. He's on the penalty kill. He's the captain of the power play. He's the team captain. I mean, he's the power play quarterback. He does pretty much everything for this team, and he's a real deal. I think they have a couple scorers, but he's a really good. I mean, he's got 15 assists, top assist guy on the team. I think he's the real deal. He's always a threat when he's out on the ice.
Jack, really appreciate your time for joining the program here tonight. We'll see you Friday up in Bemidji.
Thanks for having me.
It's Jack Hittinger, the sports editor at the Bemidji Pioneer, the newspaper up in Bemidji. Final segment coming up next here, 657-383-0212 is the phone line. What do you think about this playoff series against the Beavers for Ferris State? What's the likelihood that the Bulldogs move on to the WCHA Final Five? Get your emails, tweets, and phone calls next. Again, 657-383-0212. The email address, bulldoghockey@ferris.edu. We'll take your tweets as well, @ferrishockey. Final segment up next.
This is it. It's finally the year that I'm going to transform the exterior of my house, and there's no better company to get the help and instruction from than New Horizon Landscape in Big Rapids. New Horizon offers landscape and irrigation design and construction, outdoor maintenance, nursery supplies, and hydro seed. Best of all, they're a hardworking team that strives for excellence in the work that they do every single day. By design, on time, and on budget. New Horizon Landscape on 220th Avenue. Give them a call at 231-796-0925 or visit them online at NHLscape.com.
Let Cranker's Restaurant and Brewery cater your event at your place or theirs. Cranker's mission is simple, to please our guests. They do this by being able to provide over 35 years of catering experience for everything from baptisms, birthdays, and graduations to weddings, fundraisers, and special events. For your next event, consider Cranker's Restaurant and Brewery's custom catering division. Call 231-796-1919 or go to their website, www.crankersbrewery.com.
Final segment here of the Breakaway Talk Radio Show. Bulldogs of the two-game weekend series at Bemidji State. The British Columbia Hockey League's BCHL's Coquitlam Express lost their best-of-seven playoff round last night to the Chilliwack Chiefs, which means Ferris State recruit Corey Mackin is now a Bulldog. 104 points in 58 games. A 50-goal scorer, Corey Mackin. Looking forward to seeing him for Ferris State. We're also keeping our eye on goaltender Darren Smith in the United States Hockey League, the USHL. 35 games this year, 13-10-7 record, 2 shutouts, a 3.08 goals against average, and a .914 save percentage. Darren Smith, the goaltender for the Madison Capitals of the USHL, but really happy to see Corey Mackin, 104 points in 58 games, now a Bulldog, and should be up there among Ferris State's best. I mean, I don't even know if Chris Kunitz was posting those type of numbers back in the day. So weekend series here for Ferris State. Bulldogs 4-1-1 in the last 6 games. Last year, Ferris State beat Bemidji State in Big Rapids to advance to the WCHA Final Five. Although it was in Big Rapids, can Ferris State do it now on the road? A rematch of the first round of the playoffs. I like it. It's a great way to start the playoffs and get the ball rolling. Hey, Ferris State made the run almost to the Frozen Four, one goal away to North Dakota in double overtime, starting off with Bemidji State. Can Ferris State do it again? Looking forward to seeing that. Bulldogs 5-2-1 over the Beavers since November of last year. I did it again. I'm sorry. I ran out of time. It's already 8 o'clock. Have to head out here. Appreciate the emails and the phone calls coming in. Weekend series Friday begins at 8:37 p.m. Eastern. Puck Chop will have the call at 8 o'clock. Saturday, you're going to have to stick with us on the internet. Men's basketball will be carried here on 97.3 FM. So FerrisStateBulldogs.com will have the call. We'll post the links on Facebook and Twitter and all that good stuff as well. Looking forward to calling the weekend series, though. Best 2 of 3, Ferris State has to win in the first round of playoffs. It's playoff hockey time, folks. That wraps up our program. Thanks goes out to the president of the university, David Eisler, vice president, Jerry Scobie, the athletics director, Perk Weisenberger, associate athletics director, John Coles, the assistant athletics director for communications, Rob Bentley, all their interns and staff to help make this work every day. Madison, thanks for operating the phones. Madison Sesniak, Steve operating the board here. And I did it again, didn't I, here? That's where the bumper is supposed to play in at the top of the hour. My apologies. But Dominic Henning saying so long, everybody. Have a great night. We'll talk to you Friday from upstate Minnesota. God bless you. Good night, everyone.